Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a very excited about having our good friend Ed Marsh back on the show. Ed's been a member of our Brain Trust for 2 or 3 years now. He's the founder and principal at Consilium. He's exporting advisor to American Express Grow Global, and he is he's our good friend. He's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. So, Ed, when you joined us before, we've talked a lot about exporting. Today, you've got cybersecurity on your mind. Put those two together for us.
Yeah. So, it's a great point, and I think that it's an important thing for people to think about. They don't necessarily, when they're traveling internationally to do global business, to be pursuing their export sales, to grow their companies globally, you kind of jump on the plane. It's so easy to travel. You jump on the plane, and it feels like you're just traveling somewhere within the U.S. And sometimes that means that we overlook some simple but important security steps that we ought to take to protect our information, our company's information, from some of the particular kinds of threats that exist when you travel internationally.
Right. Now, that's exactly right, and it's very important. You can't, whether you're in business or whether you're an individual traveling around, you just can't, if you're connecting on the internet in any way, fashion, or form, you have to become cybersecurity aware, don't you?
Absolutely, for sure. Now, just like your previous guest was talking about, even when you're sitting in your office, at home, working on things, there are international cybersecurity threats that can, represent great threats to you.
Well, the one thing about it, in terms of the global business / cybersecurity, most of the bad guys are part of the global network, aren't they? I mean, most of the bad guys are not here in the United States, are they?
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. I don't have specific statistics on that, but it's certainly the impression that one has listening to the news.
Well, you've got China, you've got North Korea, you've got Iran, you've got, who knows, Russia, who knows, in terms of the states that are causing trouble out there. And then you got the cartels, right? The crime groups out of Eastern Europe, a lot of them. And I hate to malign the Eastern Europeans, but we know about Romania, right, don't we, Ed?
Well, and then there's high school kids, that have some curiosity to figure out how to come up with some sort of a cybersecurity hack. And so I think it's just a broad threat that companies need to be aware of globally, both globally in terms of all the whole range of threats, as well as when they're traveling internationally.
Right. So where do we start? How do we, I was talking earlier with Jeffrey Zabar, as you mentioned, we were reminding people, you got to have a good system. You got to have protection. You got to make sure it stays in force. You got to be smart. What are some things we need to do?
So I think that the international aspect is probably not a whole lot different than traveling domestically if you follow basic best practices. I'd say the first simple things to be aware of, don't carry information that you don't need. There are lots of ways that your information can be accessed when you're traveling internationally.
And what would be an example of something you would not carry if you don't need it?
Well, confidential company information.
Right.
I mean, lists of customers, for instance. Why carry that around with you if you don't have to have it? It's inviting.
So you're saying don't even have it on your laptop. You access it from the cloud?
That's correct.
Hold on a second, Ed. I want to make sure people get this. Folks, you know, your laptop, and let me say this, Ed, if you see me wandering around anywhere on the planet, you can be pretty sure that if you don't see my laptop, it isn't very far away from me, because it's my life. And so, and most people, I think, are like that when they travel on business. Or even not on business if they're in business, and so you're saying if you're traveling, especially overseas, maybe you need to unload some of the things that you would carry around to Sheboygan and Peoria, unload some of those things if you're going to Paris and Prague.
And it's not just your laptop. It's your phone. It's your iPad. It's all those devices that we keep within arm's reach that often have a lot of information on them that we don't even stop to think about, but would put us and our businesses in a very difficult position.
Should we just buy another device and maybe load the things we need on it and leave the other one home? That's not a bad idea, is it?
On how much you travel, that's a great approach. Many companies actually maintain an inventory of very stripped-down laptops.
Right.
Used when their people are traveling.
And they have no USB ports on them, by the way. They buy them like that, too. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Ed Marsh. And we're going to talk some more about cybersecurity, global cybersecurity, after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.